98.1 KZE, good afternoon and welcome back. This is Will with you here, and we are continuing our series celebrating Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, which we are in the final week of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. It wraps up this Sunday, the 25th. Three courses of lunches for $22.95 and dinners for $32.95 at tons and tons of restaurants all up and down the Hudson Valley. You can learn more, HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. And my guest this afternoon, Sean Tompkins, executive chef at Tuttle House at the Mill, Tuttletown.com, if you'd like to learn more about the restaurant. Sean, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for taking the time to visit us here in Red Hook at KZE. I don't want to go into it really at all, but I will acknowledge the fact that you were here, I think, this past fall.
I believe it was.
Representing a different restaurant.
Yes, sir.
And you are now very happily, it seems. Your demeanor seems quite positive about where you are now with Tuttle House.
Yeah, Tuttle House at the Mill.
Tuttle House at the Mill.
Yeah, very excited to be there, yes.
Let's talk about what you folks are doing at Tuttle House at the Mill for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. I think you have like a whole new Hudson Valley Restaurant Week menu.
Right, the menu is not duplicated from the restaurant menu for dinner. Some things repeat on lunch, but it's mostly unique options.
You're doing both lunch and dinner.
Lunch and dinner.
And before I forget, I would imagine you folks will get fairly busy with this final weekend of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, yes?
Well, the first weekend was busy, so I would imagine the second will be busier.
So reservations strongly recommended.
Yes, and we have a great reservation system through Yelp reservations, or you can call the restaurant.
Okay. So let's talk specifically about this menu and about, I guess, more generally, what you folks do at the restaurant.
We are focusing, you know, local farm-to-table food. We're part of the Hudson Distillery for Tuttletown Spirits, and it's a grain-to-glass distillery that has focused since its inception on local farms, and we do the same in the restaurant.
Is there a connection or a tie-in between what the folks do at the distillery and what happens in the dining room?
I think we're part of the same team, and that the tie-in is more evident now than ever, and part of the excitement for me to be a part of the team is the distillery and what they've done. They're the first distillery in New York since Prohibition, and they make some great stuff.
They make some incredible products. I think folks will know that name, Tuttletown Spirits. They might be less familiar with the restaurant. Do you use some of the Tuttletown Spirits in your creating the menu?
Heavily. The bigger known, I believe, would be the Hudson Whiskey line, you know, the Baby Bourbon, Maple Cask Rye, a few others that pair very well with certain food options. We don't force it. Just because we're at a distillery doesn't mean we have to have spirits in our food, but where it fits, we certainly love to use it.
So give us some specific examples.
The Baby Bourbon, I'm sorry, actually, the four-grain bourbon is replacing sherry in French onion soup. It has a subtle taste of bourbon to it, but it still has that same sweetness that the sherry would give to make the soup still very familiar, and it's a very good soup.
Okay. What else are you excited about with the Hudson Valley Restaurant Week menu?
The favorite for me on the Restaurant Week menu would be the rainbow trout. It's a fish that I grew up fishing for in the Wappingers Creek. And
do you see rainbow trout on menus, really? I feel like you don't. I'm not a big fish person, so maybe I'm just missing it.
I'm not sure. I'm guilty of not being able to go out much to eat now that I have young kids.
Because it feels to me, which I think this is really exciting, like a menu item from your campsite.
That's kind of the idea. So we also paired it with stinging nettles, which for me as a kid were on the way to the rapids where we caught the trout, were what we call cowich or stinging nettles.
That's awesome.
And morels, which you would also find in the forest around here. And then fingerlings for some, you know, heartiness of the plate.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So sort of a forest foraged menu.
That's kind of the idea behind the whole dish, yes.
Oh, that's really cool. What else are you excited about with the Hudson Valley Restaurant Week menu?
We're introducing more and more of our American ideas that we've reinterpreted. So on dessert, we have the birthday cake, which is truffles of red velvet, peanut butter and Oreo cake, funfetti, and also another separate dessert is the s'mores.
I never grow tired of people sort of reinterpreting the idea of the s'more. What do you folks, what's your spin on the s'more?
Well, by making our own marshmallow, we burn the marshmallow and then make a marshmallow with the burnt marshmallow and then burn it again. I mean, there's a lot more to it. We make a cake with graham flour, and there's a milk chocolate layer that's just amazing in between that makes it all go together. But the biggest impact would be the fact that we are burning the marshmallow twice.
My guest this afternoon, Sean Tompkins, executive chef at Tuttle House at the Mill, participants of this year's Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, which is happening now, running through this Sunday, the 25th. Three courses of lunches for $22.95, dinners for $32.95. You can visit HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com for more information about Tuttle House at the Mill. It's TuttleTown.com. Now, you folks actually do have, we should mention this, you have a big name change that is coming up. This might get confusing for some folks. For Restaurant Week, you are still Tuttle House at the Mill, but there is rebranding on the horizon. I just want to get that in there.
That is correct. It's actually exciting rebranding. It's something to look forward to. We're relaunching April 2nd as Char 1788, and it'll be more farm-to-table, American-focused food, and more in line with the rest of the team at the distillery.
You are currently operating right now Thursday through Monday. So that would mean for Restaurant Week now, this Thursday through Sunday are your hours of operation.
Yes, we're open for the rest of Restaurant Week. It'll be lunch and dinner this coming Thursday through Sunday the 25th.
Okay. Now, I guess we're still fairly early in the spring season to start to feature some of, you know, spring menu items. But have you taken it into account the season in putting together this the menu for Restaurant Week?
So for me, the menu is a play on spring because spring hasn't started yet.
Okay.
But we're lucky enough to have one incredibly skilled forager who preserves a lot of stuff for us. So the morels are picked from the Hudson Valley, but they're from last year.
Oh, that's cool.
And
this is somebody on staff who does this?
Well, she's not on our staff as much as she's almost a full-time employee through selling us products.
That's so cool.
She's incredible. We're very lucky to have her. She gets very interesting ingredients for us. We have a salad right now on the Restaurant Week menu featuring hickory nuts, which isn't something I've ever seen on a restaurant menu. And she came in last, I believe it was late summer, and she was so excited about these hickory nuts. You have to taste them. You have to taste them. And they're very difficult to open, and we finally got to taste them, and they're really good. They taste more like a walnut with some maple taste to them. So even though it's not spring, we're still able to feature some of the best ingredients from the Hudson Valley in spring.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to it. A big thanks to our guest this afternoon, Sean Tompkins, executive chef at Tuttle House at the Mill for a little while longer. Tuttle House at the Mill, TuttleTown.com to learn more. They are participating in this year's Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, which is running now through the 25th. Three courses of lunches for $22.95, dinners for $32.95 at so many participating restaurants all over the Hudson Valley. HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. Sean Tompkins, have a wonderful time for the rest of Restaurant Week. Safe travels, and hopefully we get to see it again down the road.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Take
you.
Take care.
It's 98.1 KZE. There you go.